Okay, good morning, class. My lecture will be on Mahakama Sovana Chaita, continuously. Okay? This Kama Sovana Chaita is important because it arises in our daily life. The most important Chaita is Mahakusala Chaita. Whenever we offer dana, observe sila, practice meditation through these chaitas. So therefore, Mahakusala chaita is very important to realize about that. Like yesterday I explained, Mahakusala chaita can be classified into 8. Mostly this term is used to Mahakusala in Vidya Mantras, Mahakusala. Great wholesome consciousness. Mahakusala 8. This Mahakusala 8 is classified into 8. Mahakusala Chaita is classified into 8. This pleasant feeling, indifferent feeling, with the knowledge, without knowledge, with the promptitude, without promptitude. In this way, it's a classification. Mahakusala Chaita is classified according to feeling, according to association, according to promptitude, sankhara. So, consciousness with the pleasant feeling, accompanied by knowledge and without promptitude. That is the first Mahakusala Chaita. Okay? The first one. The second one, consciousness accompanied by pleasant feeling, associated with the knowledge, with the promptitude. Okay? Then, consciousness accompanied by pleasant feeling, dissociated from knowledge, and without promptitude, with promptitude. Altogether, dealing pleasant feeling, Mahakusala Chaita. In this way, in different feelings are also 8. Okay? In different feelings also 4. Okay? Dealing with pleasant feeling, Mahakusala Chaita is 4. Dealing with indifferent feeling, Mahakusala Chaita is 4. Like that, with the knowledge or associated with the knowledge is 4. Dissociated from knowledge is 4. The same way, without the promptitude, 4. With the promptitude, 4. Okay? There are 3 aspects that we can classify. This is basically classifications of Mahakusala Chaita. If you understand Mahakusala Chaita, you can understand Mahavipaka Chaita. It is a result, the same thing. You mean pleasant feeling, you mean the first Mahakusala Chaita produce first Mahavipaka? You don't understand about that? If you can grow mango seed, you can get jackfruit. But if you can grow mango seed, you can get mango fruit. This karma is the same, produce its effect. If there is a condition, the same effect, the same result. Okay? Therefore, first Mahakusala Chaita is produced, it is effect. the same type of chaitas. Okay? The same type of chaitas. Pramjitu also, you see, sometimes hesitate, sometimes not hesitate. You see, some people are so activities, some people are always hesitate. That is the previous karmas. Normally, some people are hesitate every walk. Some people are always active, because mostly they produce their karma without the pramjitude. Therefore, they have so activities. Some people are always hesitate, lazy. When they perform the karma, their karma is with the pramjitude. Need to encourage. Yeah. Vipaka chaita arises in this way. For example, if you don't understand, according to conditions, the effect is possible. That is the explanation of mental state, mental situations. This vipaka is, you see, vipaka is just a product of karma. Okay? Just a product of karma. According to karma, it manifests. According to meaning. Like that, if I illustrate to clarify the meaning, if you stand in front of the mirror, the picture, your picture appeared in the mirror. This mirror is very quiet, cannot be active. Only the same type of you, it's appeared. Inside mirror, the picture is vipaka. Outside your body is karma. Okay? If you wearing like a monk, this picture appeared as a monk. If you layman, it appears as a layman. The same type. Isn't that? So, therefore, vipakas are sold nirosaha, no activities. Vipaka has no activities. Just effort of the karma. Nirosaha sanda, they are very quiet. They have no activities. Just the product of karma. Whatever the karma produce, they remain like that. Vipakasa. Okay? According to conditions. The commentaries explain vipakasa looking like the picture in the mirror. In the mirror. Cannot be changed. According to the person, it has appeared in the mirrors. That is vipakasa. Nirosaha santa sabhava. Okay? So, Mahakusala Chaitas 8, Mahavipaka Chaitas also 8, Mahakariya Chaitas also 8. According to feeling, pleasant and indifferent. According to association, with the knowledge and without knowledge. According to premptitude, without premptitude, with the premptitude. In this way, it's classified into 8. This 8 multiplying by 3, kusala, vipaka, kriya. What is the number you get? 8 multiplying by 3? 24. These 24 chaitas are called karma sovana chaitas. Okay? These chaitas are very important. Let me say, according to Abhidhamma, as a human being, now, I hope you have a chance, good opportunity to learn Dhamma. You have a knowledge, Dhamma knowledge. Therefore, you are relinking mind, particularly mind is one of Mahavipaka Chaitas. One of Mahavipaka Chaitas. Okay? Maybe Jnana Sampayoda. If some people have serious face, they may be upekhasahakata. Some people are always smiling, laughing, they will be somanasa. I think in candidates, it's a different feelings, I think. Some people are easily laughing, easily smiling. Some people have serious face, isn't that? If they have serious face, they are Bodhisattva, Sikhingas, Upekha. Upekha, calmness. Some people are very happy, very active, they are Somanasa, with the Somanasa. I think so. Okay, according to Chaitta Anupassana, you can contemplate what Chaitta will be. So these Chaittas are very important. As a human being, we are born with the Mahavipaka Chaittas, one of Mahavipaka Chaittas. That Mahavipaka Chaitta is called Patisandhi Chaitta. Now we should study our daily life. I think now you understand these 24 chaitas, okay? In our daily life, common to all, these chaitas are common to all as a human being and a human life. Chaitas and human life. This is a common. Number one is Mahavipaka. Mahavipaka is eight. According to thought process, our life is started with the one of Mahavipaka. This chaitta is, I will explain later. Then, let me use the Pali words, no problem for you. Okay? This technique I done, I will give you. Pancha. Pancha means five. Dwara Avachana. One. Five Vijnana Chaitas. They are specially called Vijnana. Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, these five. Altogether ten. Okay? Kusala. Rasada Akusala and Rasada Akusala. Then, Sambhate Channa, receiving consciousness. Sambhate Channa, receiving consciousness. This two. After that, Santirana, investigating consciousness, three. Then, Vattavana, this one you should, I give information, this, Vattavana is another name of Manodhara Vachana, Advaitin Mindu, Manodhara Vachana. Only Manodhara Vachana is called Vattavana here. Okay? According to it is a function. This is determining consciousness. Vattavana. Vattavana is the name of Manodhara Vachana. Mind to advancing consciousness is called Vattavana here. Okay? It is one. Then Javana. Chavana is never translated into English because of Chavana is a Chavana. It is a difficulty to have equivalent terms. So Chavana enjoying the object, the taste of object, Chavana, with the energy. This Chaitta is important. This decide our life. That is called karma. These are not karma, these are rasado karma. Okay, only chavana is important in our thought process. The most energetic world with the energy. So here chavana is 20. In our daily life, 20 means, as you know, akusala 12, mahakusala 8. altogether 20. Okay? Do you remember how many Akusala Chaitas are classified? How many Mahakusala Chaitas? Here, they perform as a Javana. Okay? Kusala Akusala are karma in our life. This is very important karma. Then number 8 is Tadaramana. Tadaramana is not other things. Okay? Please notice Tadaramana, registration consciousness. Registration consciousness. This Tadaramana means that aramana. Only that object. That means referring to object or jhavana. That means that. That object. That object means the object of aramana. Aramana means object, not other object. Only the object of jhavana. He followed towards the object, enjoying only that. Therefore, most Vietnamese scholars translated this one, registration. Okay? Registration consciousness. Is it suitable or not? I don't know. But Dharamana, literal meaning is not like that. Literal meaning means this mind's object is the object of Javana. That is literally explained. Not other object. This Chaita enjoined the object of Dharamana. Javana. That is the meaning of Dharamana. This Rishi David said, the term Dharamana is later work. It is not a perform, it is not a mention in a Tripitaka, origin Tripitaka text. He said, but I don't think he find this term in Patana. She did not find it. And Patana directly mentioned Vipako Dharamanata Upachati. Even Patana used this Dharamana. According to Mr. Richard Davis, she said Dharamana, this term is quite fine venerable Buddha Gosa and Anuruddha. Not the term of the Buddha. He said like that. But I don't think she or he find the term in Patana. In Patana text, you can find this Dharamana. Kusala Kusali Nirodhi Vipako Dharamanata Upachati. This origin text of Patana. This term is get from Patana. Okay? Not this term is coined by Venerable Buddha Gosa and Venerable Anuruddha. Okay? Not later work. So Dharamana, this term is Dharamana is not other chaitas. Mahavipaka and Santirana are for Dharamana. Here. Why the same chaita is named in different ways? Because according to function, the mind is different names. Okay, according to function, like Vedana. Vedana also according to function. Only Vedana, single dhamma, but classified into 3 or 5 according to aspect. Here, according to their function, they perform their different ways. When one manages the work, he called manager. But he directs other company affairs, he is a director. But when he controlled, he is a controller. Isn't that? According to function, he performed, he is a king call only one person. Okay? Is there any person who have two works in this candidate? You have one work in one company, you are manager in another company, you are controller in one manager, you are director. It's possible. So like that, here also, only Mahavipaka Chaita and Sandirana are called here Dararamna. Therefore, I didn't give the number because of overlap. So if you add this number, which number you can get? 45. These 45 chaitas, we live with these 45 chaitas in our life. We live our life with the 45 chaitas. That is the life of a human being. Okay? According to mentality, according to mind, we live with these chaitas, one of these chaitas. Not out of these chaitas. Only 45 chaitas arises within us. We must investigate, we must contemplate about that. When you practice meditation, according to it arises within us. If you know or if you realize or not, they will arise according to their order. This is called citta niyama. Okay? Citta niyama. Niyama means order. According to the psychic order. Psychic order. Okay? The psychic auras are called citta niyama. Nobody created. There's no creator. Only these phenomena arises within us. There is behind these phenomena, there is no nomina, there is no agent, there is no creator. Only these are according to their condition, they arise and fall in. We should understand it like that. This understanding is called samadhi, right understanding. There is no I. There is no room for to refer I. There is no mind, no property of us. There is nothing which is property of us. Nitam mama, nisohamasmi. Okay? We should contemplate. Only just a phenomena. Phenomena alone arises within us. Arising these mind together, we call I. We think, my mind. Some people say, I'm so angry. My mind is not like it's weak. My mind is so strong. They say, mind. But mind is only momentary. Depending on condition, it rises and falls. Like the current of river. The current of rivers flowing non-stop. Isn't that? So that is it. These stages are very important in our daily life. Now you should remember this Mahavipaka Chaita Kama Sovana, okay? Can I revise? Let me revise. Panchadvara Vachana is Ahiduka. This is a Kriya Chaita. Kriya Chaita means neither Kusala nor Akusala nor Rasado Kama. Okay? Just mere action. Avachana. This is five vinyana is Rasado Kusala and Akusala. Kusala Vipaka and Akusala Vipaka. Five vinyanas. Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness. Each one two, therefore ten. Okay? Then sampadechana, this is result of kusala and akusala, two. Sandirana, three. Result of akusala, one. Result of kusala, two. With the indifferent feeling and pleasant feeling. Feelings are different. Sandirana is a three. Okay? Sandirana, investigating consciousness, one is a result of akusala, with indifferent feelings. Okay? The other two is a result of kusala. One with indifferent feelings, the other pleasant feeling. Okay? So that is a santirana, two. Santirana, three. Vatthavana. Vatthavana is manodhara vata. Mind to advancing consciousness. Manodhara vatana. Mind to advancing consciousness. That is mere action, kriya chaitas. Ahituka kriya chaitas. In Fido, it performed as a vatthavana, determination. Then chavana. Chavanas are here, kusala and akusala. For ordinary person, for arahants, instead of kusala, arahants and no akusala. No kusala, instead of kusala kriya, for arahants. Okay, with the arahants, it is impossible. That is, it changed into kriya. Arahants also in this way. The dharamana, what is it, dharamana? Which chaitas are called dharamana? Do you remember? Mahavipaka, Santirana, three, all together, 11. 11 chaitas are called dharamana. Registration consciousness. Okay? This is according to thought process, connective process. So let me explain how to arise in our daily life. We live with our life with these chaitas are, can we call our life. We live with these chaitas, not other chaitas. Chaita nupasana, if you practice chaita nupasana, only these chaitas can be found within you. Now, jhana chaitas, after successfully vipassana, samatha meditation, you can attain. Magga chaita, so vipassana chaita is not yet. If you successfully practice inside meditation, you can attain. But these chaitas are common to all. In our daily life, only these 45 chaitas. Okay? So, let me explain thought process. Thought process and idol. For example, every day we see spiritual object with our eyes. At that time, according to Chaitanya Niyama, how these chaitas arises within us? Okay? How these chaitas arises within us? For example, there is object, there is eye. Okay, there is object, reflect into eye. Reflect into eye. When the object reflect into eye, how minds start to rise. Just appear the object and the eye, The mental process cannot change immediately. It has former objects. Our mind has have objects are not only one object, many objects we perceive, mind perceived. So according to object, different mental states arises. Now new objects come into being. At that time, this Pawanga. I will explain the Pawanga. So you know this Mahavipaka Chaita. Mahavipaka Chaita is a Pawanga. Yeah. One of Mahavipaka Chaitas. One of eight Mahavipaka Chaitas performed the Pawanga. So this Chaita is performed three functions, four functions. This four functions is number one, Patisandhi function. Patisandhi is the starting point of mind in our life. Everybody started with this mind. In new life, it started with Patisandhi Chaita. In new life, Patisandhi is starting point. So, Mahavipaka is performed the function of Patisandhi in our life. Everybody started one of the Mahavipaka Chaita, one of eight Mahavipaka Chaita. Maybe different Somanasa Upekha or Jnana Sambayoda, Jnana Vipayoda, or Satsangkarika, Asangkarika can be different depending on their previous conditions. Cannot be the same. But as a human being, you are the same, but it's a different. Some people are different color, it's different mental situations, no? Different height. Some people are tall, some people are short. It's a different. Some people are thin, some people are fat. Okay? But one of eight Mahavipakas, but it means Sandhi means linking, relinking mind. But what started again, our life, new life started again with this mind, okay? So, four function number two, Patisandhi, Pawanga. Pawanga means, this is a technical term, so Pawanga. Pawa means life existence. Life existence. Anga means factor or condition. Condition of life existence. Literally. Condition of life existence. Without the Pawanga, our life will interrupt. Okay? When you are deep sleeping, only Pawanga Chaita arises at that time. Like the current of waters, without a wind or without a disturb, current of waters very quiet and calm. If someone put a stone in the wall, or that is wave arises, this new object come into being, our best mind is, wait, this new object. Pawanga is like the current of rivers, non-stop, very quiet, no trouble. Okay? Pawanga, after that, chuti. The last one is Dadaramana. Okay? Dadaramana. So, Patisandhi, Pawanga, chuti are the same things in our life. Cannot be changed. For example, if you are Patisandhi Chaita is the first Mahavipaka, Pawanga must be the first Mahavipaka, Chuti also the first Mahavipaka. Okay? So, Patisandhi Chaita is the first Mahavipaka. For example, our life is started with the first Mahavipaka. Starting mind is called Patisandhi. The last mind is called Chuti. Vidrin Patisandi Chuti and it is a Kopwanga. The same type of mind cannot be changed. That is only just effort of previous karmas. Okay? But you should learn according to test. After that, you contemplate what the test said. After that, contemplate and discuss. It's important, okay? Is it correct or not later? First, we must have the knowledge what the test say. According to the test, Mahavibhaga Chaita, if, for example, the first Mahavibhaga Chaita arises within us as a Bodhisandhi, when we die, we will die with the Mahavibhaga, first Mahavibhaga. When we sleep and die, the first Mahavibhaga perform as a Bhavanga. Okay? Only one, according to their period, it is named Bodhisandhi, Bhavanga, Chuti. Only one type of Chaitas. But don't think only this Chaitas arises, the same type of Chaitas. For example, I will tell you, if someone said, you took a medicine or capsule medicine, you took medicine today. Tomorrow you request yesterday medicine. Please give me yesterday medicine. What are the other understand? Yesterday medicine you have already swallowed no more. Isn't that? Yesterday medicine not. Because finish. You ask, please give me yesterday medicine. But the same type of medicine is still remain. He will give the other medicine capsules to swallow. But we understand like that. Only Bodhisandhis become Bhavanga and Chutis. Bodhisandhi after rising and falling is no more. But the same type of Chaitas arise again, it is called Bhavanga. But the same type of Chaitas arise again, that is called Chuti. The same type. Has gone, never come. All conditioned things after has gone, never come back. For example, you light a candle light. After extinguish this fire, where is the fire? Can you get back this fire? Where? Can you call back this fire? Come back, can you go? Cannot call. Another fire is can get. This is, has gone forever. Every day within us, many, many consciousness has gone, never come back. But the same types arises again. We should understand like that. Okay? Anicca is the Buddha explained this one. Hodawa sambondi ahodawa patiwinti forever. Never come back. Which one can you attach to it? Has gone one or new one? We are very funny if we know Dhamma. So therefore, the Buddha is Puttochano Omatako. Puttochano Omatako. Ordinary person as a mat. Insane. Eh? Insane. Because of whatever has come, we attach to whatever has come. That never come back again. But we have attachment to it. Isn't that? So, and next lecture I will explain again. Now time is over. Please let me stop.